This is Rochester Speaks. I'm Tanya Connor with Sarah Passamonte from Compeer Rochester. Hi, Sarah. How are you today?
Hi, Tanya. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
So tell me a little bit about Compeer Rochester. How did it start? What's your mission?
Yeah, so Compeer Rochester was founded in Rochester. Actually, it was just called Compeer. And if you go way, way back to 1973, the first iteration of Compeer was called Adopt a Patient. And it was centered at the State Hospital, which is Rochester Psychiatric Center, is what we know it today. A very small group of volunteers doing friendly visits with people who lived in, then it was the towers, and it was full. Back in the 70s, there were more people in institutions, coinciding with deinstitutionalization when people were actually going from there and into the community. The volunteers that were centered there were able to follow them out to the community. And our founder, her name is Bernice Gerbel, we call her Bunny, she formalized the program, renamed it Compeer to better reflect that this is a person-to-person program. You're not necessarily a patient if you're, especially if you're living in the community. And throughout the following decades, the model was disseminated through New York State, throughout the country. Australia picked it up, and they have about 13 affiliates there. Our newest affiliate just opened up in London in 2020.
Oh, wow. So, what was the inspiration behind starting Compeer?
All right, so Bunny herself was in a pretty bad car accident, and she was in the hospital medically for I think, a couple months. During that time, she was a mother, she had small children. She was getting so many visitors and so much support from her friends, and tying it all together with what she had seen happening with the Adopt-A-Patient program. That was a program of the Mental Health Association back then. She had that inspiration to say, what about people who are experiencing mental illness, not necessarily physical illness, that just don't have these friends and connections? So that was really what kick-started the program and helped her have all that energy when she did heal to recruit volunteers for the program, secure funding for the program. And she really brought that all the way till I think it was about 2000, because I've been at Compeer since 2005. And she had, stepped down as the leader, but had gone to Florida to start a program there. So she's still very involved. She's also with Compeer Inc., which is the entity that kind of oversees all the affiliates. And she spends time in Rochester and in Florida every year.
Oh, awesome. So how has the pandemic affected your program? Has it affected it at all?
Oh, yeah. Well, our whole model is based on in-person human connection. So we recruit volunteers to befriend our clients or participants. We recruit mentors for children. We recruit veterans to participate in Compeer Core, our veteran group activities program. Everything was under threat when the pandemic first hit because we couldn't safely endorse people getting together in a recreational sense. It's not a clinical program. We do offer some more behavioral health type services that we're able to continue through telehealth. And what we did is we just took basically the telehealth model that is a medical model and we applied that to our volunteers and said, all right, if you're already linked up with a match, which I think was about 300 people at the time, 300 volunteers, 300 clients, if you're already linked up with somebody, we're just going to say, get on the phone, do your video chats, whatever everybody else is doing, because you couldn't go out and have fun anywhere anyway.
The movie theaters
are closed. The parks were pretty much, not even an option in the early stages, and it was still winter for so long, as most of us know who live
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
But we were able to really repurpose everything to virtual, and then we were able to onboard new volunteers virtually. All of our staff were still working the whole time from home for quite a bit, but able to get everybody onboarded. So it actually increased our number of volunteers for a while. We had a lot of people who were feeling like, what can I do to help? Everyone felt mm-hmm. so ineffective during those earlier days, right? So everyone's like, what can we do? And we had some nice media highlights because being a mental health agency and the focus quickly turning to everyone's mental health during the pandemic, it was kind of an interesting way to be spotlighted. So we
right.
were able to get some additional volunteers than I think what we normally would have got at the time. And then as the summer hit, you know, people kind of were able to reconnect and do safe things in the community. We put together some of our own reopening guidelines for community-based support, and really just recently opened up our office to in-person intakes. So it's been quite a journey.
It sounds like it. So do you guys have any events that you do? Anything coming up?
Yeah. So we are treating our youth and family participants to a day at Seabreeze. Seabreeze was closed all last year for people may or may not know, but it's reopened this year. And with their COVID guidelines in place, we're offering that for Compeer children, their volunteers, or a parent if they're or caretaker if their volunteer is not able to join them. So that is June 5th, and then we have our golf tournament, which is also returning after a year off. This is our 25th annual golf tournament on June 7th at Greystone.
Wow, sounds fun.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, this is Rochester Speaks. I'm Tanya Connor, and we're talking to Sarah Passamonte with Compeer Rochester. Sarah, if someone wanted to get involved, what's the best way to do that?
Our website has everything you need, so compeerrochester.org. We describe all of our programs. We look for volunteers in a one-to-one capacity for the most part. So our adult program, our youth program, we are looking for volunteers 18 and up who just have that time and willingness to be really a friend and mentor. We ask for 4 hours a month to volunteer. We take you through a process of interview and background checks and matching, picking the right person for you. And the website has that that ability for people to actually sign up to volunteer and get a call back. And for veterans, the program is mostly in group activities. We had, during the pandemic, we actually acquired Oasis Adaptive Sports for veterans as well. So we've actually opened up a huge array of activities, outdoor activities for veterans as of this year. So they'll have access to things like sailing and archery and horseback riding, and that programming will happen year in, year out, regardless of the pandemic, because it's all outside.
Mm. So you guys do have a need for volunteers then?
Yes, and that has been the case for as long as we've been in this community. We take volunteers on a rolling basis. There's everything's really around that person's schedule as far as, you know, when we do an interview and training. Our coordinators are there to get people started pretty much the day that they inquire. We're just set up for that. Everything that we believe in, the power of human relationships and human connection that can help really treat mental health issues.
Right. Do you have any particular needs right now?
So we have, I will say, I believe it's 55 youth on a waiting list for a match. So 55 people looking to work with children, and I think we have 60 adults on our adult waiting list for people who are looking for a little bit more of a friendship-based program.
Right, and so they can just go to your website and get that process started if somebody's interested in doing that?
Absolutely. Awesome. And we are open. Our offices are on Monroe Avenue at 259 Monroe Avenue. It's the old Sears building, depending on how long you've been around Rochester. Today it is known as Monroe Square. So we, are a little tentative on visitors due to COVID, but if you knocked on the door, you'd get an answer, and somebody would be happy to walk out in the hallway and tell you all about Compeer. But the website is very comprehensive, and I think people will find, inspiring stories and information. Also, if people are looking for services, right? So, yes, we always have a need for volunteers. Some people may be looking to enroll their children or take advantage of our family peer mentoring program, where we have parents who have lived that experience raising children with mental health issues here to support other parents.
So here's the big question. Everyone has a why. So can you share your why and why you're so passionate about Compeer and what you guys are doing?
Yeah, so I started my journey out of college. I had never heard of Compeer, which is common even today. Somebody had connected me to do my internship, and I had my sights set on, becoming a clinician, really a mental health counselor. Mm-hmm. I found Compeer and saw all this power in volunteer work, and because it's also good for volunteers. It's not just about participants and getting a volunteer, but that act of volunteering, especially in this kind of capacity, is actually good for our mental health too, and our physical health and longevity. So I was able to really see this and dip my toes in as an intern. I got hired part-time, and lo and behold, 15 years later, I had the pleasure of becoming the CEO of the organization. So it's really, I've participated in the programs. I've been a youth mentor. I'm still in touch with the kids that I used to mentor. They're in their 20s now. I have a friend in the Compeer Adult program that we still get together and connect, you know, really every day we text. So it's just seeing what a person can do, even if they have no experience in mental health, even or if they do have personal experience with mental illness and can give back to somebody. It just, you really can't even pull apart who gets the most benefit out of this program.
Right, right. It sounds like an amazing program. It really does. Sarah, is there anything that we haven't already touched on that you'd like to add?
Well, just that May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I think that if there's something good that has come out of COVID, it's relatability factor, that if you've never experienced a mental health issue before, you've at least experienced some of the feelings and situations that people who've used Compeer services in the past have experienced. So I know that in like recent research, they're saying that, you know, there's really has been an increase in people reporting mental health symptoms, and that I think we can use this to help everybody and say, well, we've all been through a lot. Let's see what we can do together to make life a little bit better for others and make the world less lonely.
I love it. Sarah, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. You're listening to Rochester Speaks. I'm Tanya Connor.